Today, we'd like to see the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 1 through 36, under the title of a personified wisdom. To online world multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? What a kind of wisdom does Solomon say? What a kind of wisdom does Solomon say? Question 2. In verse 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and the evil way, and perverse mouth I hate. Why is the fear of the Lord to hate evil? Why is the fear of the Lord to hate evil? Last question in verse 22. The Lord possesses me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. To whom does the word of me directly refer? To whom does the word of me directly refer? First of all, we want to see brief background. Wisdom here, a divine characteristic. So God's characteristic, not human characteristic, not earthly characteristic. Also, wisdom, we can see, is directly referring to Christ. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3 said, the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom? In Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So in Christ, there are hidden all treasures of wisdom. So which means in Christ, the wisdom is hidden. So verses 1 to 13, wisdom is described as a feminine. Verses 14 to 21, wisdom makes us blessed. 22 to 31, wisdom was there at creation and works with the creature today. 32 to 36, God blesses those who listen to wisdom, but those who hate wisdom love death. So verse 1 to 13, wisdom is described as a feminine, not masculine. So verse 1, does not wisdom cry out? So what a kind of wisdom here? Wisdom from above, from God. James chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct or good work, that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. So wisdom has meekness or humbleness. But if you have a bitter envy and self-seeking profit or glory, power in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, does not descend from God, but is earthly, sensual. Sensual meaning, you know, the sense of instinct and flesh thing. Sensual, the money. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, willing to submit, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without prejudice, and without hypocrisy. So therefore here wisdom coming from above, not earthly, not sensual, not demonic. And understanding lifted up her voice. Her is a feminine pronoun. So feminine her indicated wisdom. So lift up wisdom voice. She, you know, wisdom takes her stand. Wisdom stand on the top of the high hill. So top of the high hill over there, wisdom too. Beside the way, where the paths meet, where the ways meet, she cries out by the gate. Wisdom cry out by the gate at the entry of the city. So wherever you go, wisdom tells you. Wisdom is a divine character, so coming from Christ. In Christ, the hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So actually, wisdom coming from the knowledge of God, then to be understood. So wisdom means understood knowledge of God applicable to actual situation. That thing calls it as wisdom. Wisdom is the thing applicable over understood knowledge of God to particular situation. That's wisdom. At the entrance of a door, to you, O man, I call. To you, O man, so people, I. You know, who is the pronoun of I? That is verse 12 said, I wisdom. The world with prudence. So I indicate wisdom. So to you, O man, wisdom calls, and my voice, wisdom's voice, or wise voice, is to sons of man. Sons of man is to the people. O you, simple one. Simple here means foolish people. Simple has two kinds of meaning. One is a good meaning. The other one is a bad meaning. Good meaning is a simple, plain, no sophisticated, no computer person. So that meaning is simple. But here, in the context of simple, meaning dumb people, foolish thing. Or you, simple one, or dumb one, or foolish ones, understand prudence. Prudence meaning reasonableness. And you fools, word is a synonym of the word of simple ones, be of an understanding heart. Listen, for I will speak of excellent thing. I, the first the pronouns indicate wisdom. Wisdom will speak of excellent thing, and from the opening of my lips, wisdom's lips will come writing. So wise lips come writing, not wrong things. For my mouth, wisdom's mouth, will speak truth, only truth, not falsity. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. So wisdom's lips abomination is wickedness, because wisdom is light, so lighted. Does not coexist with darkness, such as wickedness and evil thing. All the words of my mouth, over wisdom's mouth, are with the righteousness. The verse said, why? Because this wisdom not in the world, or earthly thing, or is a sensual thing, or demonic thing. So the wisdom mouth words are righteous. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. For example, the wise people in the world, such as a lawyer, physician, college teachers, they had sometimes dumb things, such as drug addicts, alcoholic, they did a foolish thing. So those are worldly wisdom show crooked, perverse thing. But here, wisdom coming from above, there is no perverse or no crooked. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. In them meaning in the words of wisdom's mouth. Verse 9, they are all the words of wisdom's mouth, they are all plain to him. No complicated, plain to him. Who understand, so to him who understand, and write to those who find knowledge. So righteousness to those who find knowledge, actually knowledge of God, coming from God. Receive my instruction, receive wisdom's instruction, and not silver. So wisdom's instruction more valuable than silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. The wisdom's, the source's knowledge is more valuable than fine gold, you know, choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, you know, the jewel, wisdom better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with he. So any desired thing cannot compare with her, meaning wisdom. So wisdom is the best. Verse 12, I, wisdom. So wisdom here dwells with prudence. So wisdom, so come together with prudence, reasonableness, and find out knowledge and discretion. Discretion is the ability to give a right conclusion, right decision. That's called discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate the evil. The more we fear the Lord, the more we hate the evil. Why? Because here, fear of the Lord, which meaning the holy fear, the more honor and respect the Lord, the more we hate the evil. Why? Matthew chapter 19, verse 17, Jesus told it to a rich young boy, young man, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. Because God is good, because respect God who is good, so therefore the more we hate the evil, you know, bad things, sin, you know, and so on. Also, 1 John chapter 1 verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him, with the Lord, and walk in darkness, darkness here is a symbol of evil, sin, you know, unrighteousness, you know, according to the Bible, that's everything's darkness. We lie and do not practice the truth. Well, so if we say, I have fellowship with the Lord, then, you know, we work in the darkness, we commit sin, so my word is not true, so I lie. So, because I do not practice, you know, the truth, you know, God's word, that's why. So, here, you know, we see the study of the Bible means not only reading the Bible, but understanding, then practice. So, up to practice, that is practice, you know, fulfilled in our Bible study. So, understood knowledge of the Word of God is applicable or, you know, practicable to our real life. That moment, the full, the Bible study. Bible study is reading itself not enough, or up to understanding itself not enough until we practice, you know, the Word, the truth. Here, do not practice the truth. The fear of the Lord is to hate the evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way. Pride, you know, inconsistent with God's word. God, you know, asked us to humble. Arrogance. Arrogance is extremely prideist. So pride, arrogance, and the evil way. And perverse mouth. Perverse mouth is a twist mouth I hate. So wisdom hates. So wisdom does not coexist with the pride, arrogance, the evil way, perverse mouth. Verse 14 to 21, wisdom makes us blessed. In the Bible, blessed meaning is you know, not only material blessing, but also spiritual blessing as well. So not always a material blessing required. Counsel is mine. So wisdom said, counsel is mine. So wisdom's counsel. So wisdom has a counsel. Counsel is mind, which meaning wisdom has a counsel and sound wisdom. So, you know, the unshaking wisdom, sound, solid wisdom. I am understanding. So wisdom has understanding. Wisdom has strength by me. By wisdom, kings reign. So kings reign by wisdom coming from above. So we see, you know, Solomon case. Solomon asked, you know, God, you know, wisdom, why, to make a right judgment, you know, to the people, and the rulers decrease justice. So rulers also decrease justice by whom? By wisdom, by me. By wisdom, princes rule. Princes not only the sons of a king, but also ministers. You know, certain the state controller. You know, like they rule by wisdom. Nobles also, rules by wisdom. All the judges of the earth, judges also, the judge by their wisdom. I love wisdom. Loves those who love me. So basically, wisdom loves those who love wisdom. That's why we should, you know, love, you know, wisdom coming from God. You know, actually, hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge in Christ. So we are seeking for, you know, Christ. Christ's word, you know, the Bible, and those who seek me, who seek wisdom. So that is actually seek Christ. Diligently will find me, will find Christ. So Christ's way. Riches and honor are with me. So riches and honor are with me. Enduring riches, righteous wisdom may give enduring riches, the material blessing. Wisdom may give material blessings. My fruit, wisdom's fruit, better than gold, yes, than fine gold. Gold is a perishable. But wisdom comes from God, but not perishable. And my revenue, so wisdom's approved than choice silver, you know, better than fine silver. I traverse the way of the righteousness. Wisdom travel the way of righteousness, right way, or God's way. In the midst of the path of justice, wisdom travel in the midst of the just ways, that I may cause, wisdom may cause those who love wisdom to inherit wealth. So wisdom cause, wisdom is a cause over wealth. So that I may fill their treasures. So wisdom may fill, you know, the treasures. So in Christ, you know, hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So wisdom may to provide, you know, material blessings, but not always. 22-31. Wisdom was there at creation in the past tense, and works with the Creator or the Lord today. Here, the Lord, you know, or God, or Christ, and the Lord possessed me, possessed wisdom at the beginning of His way. At the beginning of His way, meaning at the creation, you know, the wisdom. So actually the Lord, you know, the wisdom really directly referred to the Lord, you know, Christ, right here. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens, the Lord. God is Hebrew word Elohim, you know, three plural. So God the Father, Son of God, and Holy Spirit, and all together, one unity, created the heavens, the earth. So at creation is the Lord. So the Lord is, was there. So that time's wisdom there. Before His works of the old. So wisdom was there before His works of the before creation. I have been established from everlasting. So wisdom has been established from everlasting, forever, past, the present, and tomorrow. From the beginning, before there was ever an earth. So before the earth created from beginning, wisdom was there. When there were no depths, depths is like no depths of a sea, I was brought forth. So no depths over sea created that time, wisdom was there. When there were no fountains abounding with water. So fountains on the earth, you know, of water. So there was no founding, which meaning before fountains of the water was created, wisdom was there. Why? Because God created, you know, wisdom the whole earth. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills I was brought forth, before the hills and created, wisdom was there. While as yet He, the Lord, or God, had not made the earth of their fields, wisdom was there. Or the primal dust, so primal dust, the oldest dust of the world, was not made at that time, wisdom there. When the Lord or God prepared the heavens, I was there, wisdom was there, because God created the world, wisdom. When the Lord drew a circle on the face of a deep, deep water, like a deep sea water, in a circle, the God created wisdom was there, because God created with word or wisdom. When He established the clouds above, when He strengthened, God strengthened the fountains of the deep. When the Lord assigned to sea its limit or boundary, so that the water would not transgress His command, the waters would not transgress, would not violate the boundary which God commanded. So we see, the sea has a boundary, so there is the water, fountain has a boundary, circle boundary, or something like that. When He, the Lord, marked out the foundation of the earth, the Lord marked out the foundation of the earth. The Lord made the earth. That time, wisdom was there. Then I was beside Him. The wisdom was beside the Lord. As a master craftsman. A master craftsman, which means creator. So creator. So one example, each cell, the human being or monkey, dog, and any animal, each cell has a genetic code. So here in the show, genetic code is a lot of information. This is the animal, human being was created, by wiser designer, God, created those things. So the animal human beings were not happened, by accident. That kind of show me. I was daily His delight. So wisdom was daily. So wisdom still working today, day by day. His delight, that is God's joyfulness, God's joy. Rejoicing always before the Lord. Colossians chapter 1 verses 15 to 17. He is the image, the Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. So when God created all creatures, so which meaning before creature, God was existent, right? So God is not only God the Father, but also Son of God too. So Christ is the image of the invisible God. For by Him, by Christ, all things were created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible. Invisible thing as well. Whether thrones or dominion, invisible things such as love, joy, invisible thing, but the existence. Thrones or dominions or principality or powers. Thrones is earthly, a lot of king, presidency, something like dominions, principality or powers, such as angels, a lot of, the order, too, hierarchical orders too. All things were created through Him and for Him, through Christ and for Him, and by Christ. And He, Christ is before all things, and in Him, in Christ, all things consist. So everything, things are created by Christ, for Him, through Him. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, and to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful Christ, and true witness Christ, the beginning of the creation of God. So Christ was existent at the beginning of the creation of God. verse 32, then rejoicing in his inhabited world, the Lord's inhabited world, and my delight, the wisdom's delight, the wisdom's joy was with the sons of man, so with the people. So wisdom produces joy. Verse 32 to 36, God blesses those who listen to wisdom, but those who hate wisdom love death. So hate wisdom meaning actually those who hate God, because wisdom coming from above, coming from God. So therefore, which meaning they are sinners. Sinner is the ultimate consequence is death. So finally, love death meaning leads to death. Now, therefore, listen to me. Listen to wisdom, my children, the children of God. For blessed are those who keep my ways, wisdom's ways, or wise way coming from God. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it, or do not disregard it, or do not disrespect it. Blessed is the man who listens to me. Blessed is the man who listens to wisdom. Watching daily in my gates, at the wisdom's gates, watching daily. Waiting at the post of my doors, wisdom's doors post. So waiting, you know, whenever you enter door, wherever you go, uphill, mountain. So always waiting on the Lord for his guidance, his wise guidance, his wise direction. Waiting at the post of my doors, so at the entrance of doors, for whoever finds me, finds wisdom, finds life. So to find wisdom, give a solution, life, not death. And obtain the favor or grace, obtain the gift from the Lord. So you should get the wisdom, give a life, and obtain the gift from the Lord. But he who sins against me, who has sinned against wisdom or against God, wrongs his own soul, or those who hate me, who hate wisdom, love death, finally result in death. The consequence of sin is death. Let's see each question in verse 1. Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? What kind of wisdom does Solomon say? Solomon, the author, say, here, wisdom coming from above, not earthly, not sensual, or demonic. Question 2, in verse 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate the evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. Why is the fear of the Lord to hate the evil? Because the Lord is good. So evil is, contrary thing against good. Evil is a bad thing. Question 3, in verse 22, the Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. To whom does the word of me directly refer? Christ, according to Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. In Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So simply, in conclusion, so we should have a daily relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we can work in his way, in his wise way, in his direction, in light, not darkness. Let's just sing some more together. Song number 4-5, then we conclude today's Bible study.